This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. As tonight, the Heat are back on the hardwood. They are taking on the Boston Celtics. 7 o'clock is your tip-off from that hellhole. Jason Jackson and Amy Audibert will have your call on the Miami Heat audio experience. 5:45 preheat, Solana, Tommy Tighe, they'll get you set. On the ice, on AM 560, the Cats will be skating with the Carolina Hurricanes. Sergei Bobrovsky in net tonight. Doug Plagans will have your call with Billy Lindsay from Amerant Bank Arena. Cats on the first night of a back-to-back, the Heat on the second night of a back-to-back. So we got action. Tomorrow afternoon, you got the Miami Hurricanes and Texas A&M Aggies. This was their coach on what he sees in Miami, Mike Elko.
Yeah, talent, extremely talented, very athletic. Defensively, they're very long. They've got a lot of players that can run and hit. They're very good on the front. And then offensively, just a very explosive group of skilled athletes that can make a lot of plays in space.
Seems like somebody just got done watching the Malachi Toney film. Good luck, dude. Good luck.
I would say what's going to be key on both sides is the pass rush. Because if you can get after Beck, Malachi ain't got a chance of getting open. Conversely, on the other side, if you put a good pass rush and get a lot of guys in the backfield, their guy's not going to be able to run and scramble. So different reasons, but I think at the end of this game, we're going to talk about the pass rush and who got close to the quarterback and who got after the quarterback the most.
So this Giannis dude, all right, he gets up there yesterday,
boy.
Right? I mean, this guy's got every trick in the book that he's trying to make it seem like he's not asking out of Milwaukee. And it's like, enough already. He needs to get with it, all right? It's enough with this stringing the Bucks along nonsense. The poor bastards are going to go out there and do something silly like trade for Zach LaVine. And you're delaying the inevitable. And, like, he loves it, too. He's loving the attention. He's sitting there peacocking. And I don't know what he's like. I don't even talk to my agent yesterday. This guy had everything under the sun to make it seem like, oh, oopsie daisy, I didn't know. And I'm just tired of his waiting. You know, like, let's get to it already. Time to rip the Band-Aid off. The team stinks. Doc Rivers is ready for you to go. He doesn't even want you there anymore. He wants to run his team through Bobby Portis. And he's just stringing everything along. So he was asked about this whole meeting and the rumors that are going on. He said, I don't know about any meeting with the Bucks and my agent.
I didn't hear about the report. Again, if my agent is stuck to the Bucks about it, he's his own person. He can have any conversation he wants about it. That doesn't, at the end of the day, I don't work for my agent. My agent works for me. There's going to be a conversation that's going to be made between him and the Bucks and him and his other players and him and other teams and other GMs, executives around the league. It's something that we can't control. But at the end of the day, I personally have not had the conversation with the Bucks. I'm still locked in on my teammates. Most importantly, locked in on me getting back healthy.
Wait a minute, dude. Hold on a second. Hold on. I don't work for my agent. My agent works for me, but he's his own man. No, if he works for you, that makes him your employee. And you can tell your employee, hey, don't talk to them about trades. This guy, he's got more moves than he does in the paint. This is crazy with him.
All that being said, if Giannis said he wanted to be a Heat player, you would get all giggly.
I can't talk about fantasy, Leroy. I mean, I don't live in the hypothetical
Isn't
world.
Isn't that what we're doing?
Weren't you talking fantasy yesterday with Spider?
They're miserable over there. They are miserable.
You're a piece of work.
I'm a piece of work. Giannis is a piece of work. Listen to this guy. Listen to this guy.
You and him are the same right now.
This guy sits here.
You and him? Whoa.
No. I'm just saying, like,
you think I'm like Giannis?
You are definitely like Giannis.
This is ridiculous. Listen to this. Listen to this.
Giannis.
Wow, Jesus.
Y'all weigh the same. I guess
that's what I get for
different heights.
That's what I get for 48 hours of toe jokes.
It's like
Dylan Brooks.
You know what's funny? You blow right through it without even recognizing your flip-floppery.
I think I do recognize
it. How you go back and forth.
He recognizes it. He just skates around it.
This was him on this rogue agent who he can't control. He compared him to his wife.
You know, your agents are adults. They can talk to whoever.
Yes.
They can work for you.
Yes.
So is this a situation where you don't want private conversations or regular conversations to get out, because somewhere in the communication line, what they're doing or what you're directing them to do is getting out and cut? Like, I mean, if you can kind of control some of that stuff, if they do work for you.
Listen, at the end of the day, like I tell my wife all the time, I say, like, stop going and shopping to Target. Like, every day she wakes up, she's like, I'm going to Target. I'm like, babe, like, stop. Like, you're addicted to Target. And she, every day today, she went to Target. Like, I can't control. She's a grown-ass woman. I can't control what she does, right? So the same thing with my age. I can't control the conversations they're going to have. I can't control people that approach them. And at the same time, like, I can't control teams that approach the Bucks. Like, the Bucks might, I've seen, you guys have told me, like, the Bucks have said, like, we're not trading yet. And still probably team, still reach out to them. Okay. So you can't really control other people's action.
Nah, you see, I gotta shoot him some bail. This is bad. This is badgering the witness. This is the witness not understanding the depth of the conversation. You could tell he got pressed and he got flummoxed.
He got boxed in.
Maybe he boxed in, but he got upset and he was like, when you could hear him.
That's Giannis getting upset?
Yes, you could hear him.
He would get upset calmly.
But you could hear it in, like, even when the guy was asking the question.
You hear his frustration.
Right. And then that's why he used the wife.
That he thought he answered. What it has to do
with. So you mean he got flummoxed by a guy making a completely reasonable point to be like, but Giannis, couldn't you just tell your agent that this stuff shouldn't be leaked?
Because even in his answers don't, like he said, you know, you can't control anybody. I can't control the teams that the Bucks. You told me that the Bucks said they don't want to trade me. And I was like, well, wait a minute, Giannis. You work for the team. You talk to the team. The team would tell you they're not trading you or they're going to trade you. What are we talking about? Like, you can, you told me that the Bucks said they're not going to trade me. They would tell you that too, and they would tell your agent that as well.
I do, but like, you, the idea of Mrs. Giannis, Mrs. Greek Freak, just going out there and being like, yeah, okay, I'm not going to Target. See you later, Supermax.
She might be, she might be going crazy.
That's what she called SM?
Yeah.
She go, she leave the house singing S-S-S-M. Like, she said, why are you singing the S&M song? Supermax, baby. Supermax.
She said, what's that next contract you're going to sign? $300 million? Yeah, all right. See you later. I'm going. She goes out there. She buys all the PJs, every line they have.
Wait, but check this out. Like, he should be happy she only shopping at Target.
That's true.
Seriously.
Right.
Completely reasonable. Well, he, listen, maybe the Greek Freak is cheap. You know?
How do you stay rich? It's by being cheap.
So he's probably just sitting there and be like, oh, come on, another trip? She's like, "It's like, you know how, she's like, I literally could buy every pajama in the store. I could buy every loofah.
That's what she's going for.
Well, maybe it's a Super Target.
Super Target, so she can get groceries too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that weirded me out. I've gotten used to, like, every now and then grabbing something out of Walmart. But to go into a store that you used to buying, like, I don't want to be able to buy a TV and some apples. It's just weird, right?
Sexy sauce.
I'm going to get a TV and say, you know what? Them apples look good.
Sexy sauce, right? Says, Target is bougie in Wisconsin.
Really? I don't even know if we have a Target in New Orleans. You can't put no Target in the hood.
Then this was Giannis, and he was explaining that.
Why are you so caught up on Giannis?
I was, dude. This was because it was masterful work by him yesterday. It was masterful.
Game recognized game.
It was masterful. Yes. I was like,
yes, that's it.
I was about to say
that's
that.
It. Yes, because you seem to have a new appreciation for Giannis,
dude. He's doing everything that is out of the Tobin playbook.
The Tobin, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why he's happy. Remember yesterday he was like, I love Spider, man. Like, Giannis,
the final straw. He's
Giannis
got it. He's got,
not doing the stink. He's not doing the public outcry, the public outrage. And then what happens? He does it yesterday. Look who's all joy. Well, look who's all jovial.
I got a bone to pick.
Look who's all exuberant right now. You.
Tobin, sometimes when I get mad about certain situations, you go, yeah, man. What are you going to? You don't take the route you taking now with Giannis and all of them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't do that yourself.
What you mean?
When there's issues.
Oh, what do you mean? I don't make a stink?
No, you don't.
Absolutely.
No, you're a company guy.
No.
Whole company guy.
Company barely knows I exist.
You know why? Because you're a company guy. Everybody think I'm a loud mouth hothead.
This was Giannis on.
Just blow right by that, buddy. There you go.
I just don't agree with it.
Let's be careful with that word.
Don't want to end up like the Flyers.
Don't want to end up like the Flyers.
Are we still on air?
This was Giannis. He's like, listen, if execs are going to call, you know, something, you know, I can't do anything about that.
You know, if I was from the other side, I'd probably, and I was an executive, probably do the same thing. I'm like, eventually you're going to break. Like, we're going to keep on calling you, and if the team's not doing well, not performing the standards that you guys think it should, we're going to keep on calling you until you, like, say, okay, let's get it done. That's how it works, you know, in business. That's what I do in business, right? So you just got to be consistent, applying pressure consistently. And eventually someone is going to break and going to, you know, kind of giving to what you want, right? So do I hope he stops? 1,000%, because it takes a toll on me too, mentally, and on my family. My wife sees it, my mom sees it. It's like, oh, we're going to...
Yeah, he throws his wife on the bus a lot.
New Orleans? No. That's not happening. But and it takes a toll on my teammates, which I don't like. I really don't like.
I really don't like.
This man is pulling a Mike McDaniel. Tell him to stop.
He's Adele
Land
all of a sudden.
Land the plane, Giannis.
All of a sudden, he wants to say hello.
A whole lot of nothing.
He wants to say hello from the other side now, all of a sudden.
I got one more for you.
If I was on the other side, I would, you know, I would...
He's like, I would keep calling.
I would keep calling until I get the answer I want. That's business, you know?
I'm not asking for it. I'm not asking for it. But, like, Listen, if you really wanted me, you should keep calling until they give up.
But I don't like these threats.
It's too much.
Too much on my mom. Too much on my wife.
The dog.
And oh yeah, my teammates. Too much stress on them.
They think we might be a pelican.
Papa, are we moving to New Orleans?
He goes, no,
I'm going back to Greece.
Papa.
This was one.
Hey,
more.
But you know, if he said to Miss Giannis, how would you feel about moving
to the Sunshine State?
Interesting. I wonder how Mrs. Giannis, because we do have targets down here.
Tons.
You want a whale noise?
Of course. Wow.
That whale needs to use the bathroom. He seemed backed up.
I don't know. I don't know how she feels about it. Who's to
say? All I got
to
say is 2 days ago.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. You say, oh, I don't even want Giannis. I want Spike.
I don't even know if I do.
Come on. We know he wants Giannis.
Interesting how he's been
for months.
So if you don't want him, why are we talking about this?
Oh, just interesting. Interesting sports fodder.
No, dude.
Interesting sports fodder.
No.
You know what they say about interesting?
Have we ever had a topic that we've talked about and after it was over go, interesting?
It was just interesting sports fodder.
We have not.
There's a lot to talk about sports. We could have been previewing college football playoff game.
We could.
Wanted to talk about Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The final hour on a Friday. Just throw it in there.
So the final hour on a Friday, on a football Friday, when the Miami Hurricanes are about to take on the Texas A&M Aggies in college football playoff.
Sure.
But you want to talk about Giannis, you know, having fun with the Milwaukee media yesterday.
Captivating.
It was more captivating.
No, not more captivating. It's just captivating.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Funny how all these people in situations. That's right.
Now we're doing whale noise. Sonars are being.
Why are you looking outside the window like that, huh?
I was wondering where that came from.
Smeathan, too much, buddy. I'm with Leroy. This show has never had interesting topics.
Yet you still listen to Smeathan?
Yet you tune in every
day.
Minute of every day.
He's not only tuning in, he's like the cop. He's like the arbiter.
Yeah.
This is Giannis also flirting with everybody.
On October 8th, when you came down, you had said, I hope this ends it. When we were asking about the reports from New York in the offseason, you talked about, hey, that was the summer. It didn't end it, though. Like, so this is kind of carried into the season.
Which I appreciate, right? This is the most I've been ever talked about in my career. I'm like in my house with my kids and all that, and I'm opening the TV and like, oh, Giannis is going to the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, Giannis is going to the Detroit Pistons, you know. Which, hey, man, I'm not going to lie, I'm the hottest chick in the game right now.
Oh! Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know the mic was. Oh, wait a minute. Yo, Giannis is feeling himself. He's totally feeling himself. Oh, I'm
he
done
likes
with
the
him.
Attention.
I'm done with him. I'm done with him.
Oh, but he
I
loves
am
the attention.
So done with
do
him.
Do you not see what I'm talking about?
I'm so done with
wants
him.
It, he
I'm
wants
the hottest
all,
chick
he wanted
in the
to all
game.
Go away, yeah. But he likes being the hot chick.
He's like, oh my God.
Do you guys get it now?
Oh, I'm done with him. Oh, you know what? You're good. Tobin, you're
good.
Give
him a minus
you
one.
Tobin, you waited to the end. That way to play that again. I'm the hottest chick. And did you see? He was so joyful when he said it. Like, oh my God. He was boasting.
He was peacock.
I would walk out of the
yep.
room.
Yep. Like, oh, Texas all said it perfectly. Textbook.
I hope this ends it. When we were asking about the reports from New York in the offseason, you talked about, hey, that was the summer. It didn't end it, though. Like, so this is kind of carried into the season.
Which I appreciate, right? This is the most I've been ever talked about in my career. I'm like in my house with my kids and all that, and I'm opening the TV and like, oh, Giannis is going to the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, Giannis is going to the Detroit Pistons. You know, which, hey, man, I'm not gonna lie, I'm the hottest chick in the game right now. Okay.
Wow.
Did they give him golf clap? They give him golf laugh.
Wow.
Oh
you
my know, cause, God.
You know, because Tobin, when y'all get into a room, y'all give that giggle.
What?
You know the giggle.
What giggle?
That was a funny one, Giannis.
That's not true.
All,
I don't
no,
do
no,
that.
No, no, no. Time out. How many intangibles even know where that line is from in that room?
Oh, my God.
That's Milwaukee. They don't know that line. I don't know.
I don't think Giannis knows it.
Giannis knows that line. Giannis knows, he okay. listened to, yeah, he listens to Jay. That's the only reason why he said that line. You right. wanted to say that line to see if anybody got it, because if it, they
by
didn't.
By New York.
Right.
By New York, right.
Mind you, it was a New York rapper, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then all he right. said, yeah, so he said
but,
it.
But wait, Vlad. You know what's funny?
What?
Tobin didn't get it.
What,
until
the fact that Jay-Z?
Now, when we told him.
Because I know that the song is from Leroy. It's impossible not to know Jay-Z.
You think he was quoting the song back then when you heard it the first time?
Hold on. Let me get this straight.
No.
What?
No.
You guys are deflecting here.
Don't deflect.
We don't need this. No, I'm saying.
What does that have to do with anything?
Do close
this
up on
to
you think that he's? You think he's subtle playing New York there? Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
No, because what the question was asked. The question was asked. You wanted. We heard about the rumors. You wanted to go to New York before the season. That was the question the gentleman asked him, and he was like,
right.
Yes, this is the most I've been ever talked about. I go to my house. My kids, they see me on TV. I'm the hottest chick in the game, you know? Like, and then he does the laugh, now, and then everybody else laughs. But like,
they don't know why. And I'm asking you, Tobin, did you know then? Or are you just finding out now that it was from a Jay-Z song?
I know it's from a Jay-Z song, but I think it's a popular song. Like, I don't think he's doing that to subliminally hint in New York there. I think he just likes being a show
then
pony.
He's not doing the Tobin, because you drop subtle hints all the time.
I don't think he's no, that's my whole point, is his entire press conference is him being like, oh, poor me, oh, the distractions, but I like it, but I can't, like, it wasn't about the hints. The thing that was encapsulating about the entire press conference was, like, he's like, oh, I don't know how I just can go through with this, you know, but you guys should definitely keep calling the Bucks. Please keep calling the Bucks. And then he's like, and I need this to stop. It needs to stop, but it is pretty great that everybody keeps talking about me. I'm not going to lie. Like, that is what it was it just captivating about the entire thing yesterday.
All right.
Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.